Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I wanted to talk about why we overland. And what I mean by that is I have been lucky enough this year to go on a lot of trips. I went to Wyoming for a couple of weeks straight. It was amazing. I would even say life-changing in some ways. Sort of a trip where you're really dependent on your vehicle, you're building strong relationships with the few people that you're with, but you're out in the middle of nowhere and you're really exploring. I went to Wisconsin a couple times this year, once in the winter, once in the summer. I've been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So again, this year I've been really fortunate to take a lot of trips. And what it really made me think about is then you have to come back, right? You have to come back to your normal life. You have to come back to your job. And I actually really like my job, but it really made me think a lot about why we overland and why I do these things that I do. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that today. So if you are newer or if you've been doing it for a long time, either way, I'd love to hear your feedback on this. So if you're on the podcast, jump over to the other social channels. They're linked in the description below. Join the conversation on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, leave a comment down below the video. I'd love to hear why you overland. But so let's dive into this topic of why we overland and kind of what we get out of it.
Sandstorm, I fought it. Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, so as I mentioned in the intro, today I'm talking about why we overland. And this has been going through my mind a lot recently. And the reason for that is because, again, as I mentioned, I've been on a bunch of trips and I've kind of had to come back down to earth and work again and do other things. And it's really kind of got me thinking, you know, like, why do I do this overlanding thing and how can I do it more, right? So let's just kind of start with sort of my experience. You know, obviously I'm the one talking here, so I can tell you what I've experienced. Again, I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments or over on the other social pages, so go check those out. But let's talk a little bit about kind of my background and where I've come from and what I've sort of learned and grown into as I've done overlanding. So if you're not familiar with me, if you haven't heard this podcast before, if you haven't watched my YouTube channel, I found out about overlanding probably about 5 years ago now. So it was about 2018, pre-COVID, right? I had actually been a sort of an off-road guy. I'd been a car guy, an autocross guy. I've always liked modifying vehicles. I enjoy vehicles. I like making them my own and sort of customizing them. And I had hit a point where we had had a couple of kids. So I have now, at this point, a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old, Luke and Ethan. They're awesome. We had had, you know, our first kid back before then, obviously 2010, and our second in 2013. So they were getting a little bit older. And I was at a point where I'm like, you know what? I could probably get a fun vehicle again. At that time, I was leasing a boring old Honda Accord. And I was like, this is killing my soul, right? So like, I need to do something. I need to get a different vehicle. I need to get something that's not a lease so that I can modify it. I can change it up. I can make it my own and make it something that I can use for what I want to do. And having had a Jeep before and kind of just gone to off-road parks and off-roaded, and then growing up in Southern Indiana, I had been a camper my whole life. I'd always gone out and gone camping. I could literally walk out my backyard and walk a mile and be in a quarry down in Southern Indiana. So to me, it made a lot of sense to get something that I could both use for off-roading, but also maybe I could outfit for camping. Now, I have a history with Nissans. I've loved a bunch of Nissans that I've had. I've had really good experiences with them. So for me, that was kind of where my brain went. And I was like, ooh, okay, so Frontier or Xterra make the most sense for me. I only have two kids, right? I don't need the extra space of a Pathfinder or an Armada. So I was just thinking Xterra Frontier. Started looking at them, figured out the prices on the Frontiers were way higher than the Xterra. So I landed on an Xterra and got a great deal on a really nice 05 Xterra. And that kind of got me back into it. Well, then I start looking for modification videos, right? I start looking at YouTube to see what people are doing with these Xterras. And as I'm doing that, I start to see things like Rogue Overland, right? These guys with Xterras out west that are overlanding them and have rooftop tents on them and are taking trips and stuff. I'm watching Expedition Overland. I'm watching Lifestyle Overland, right? This was back 5 years ago. So I'm watching all these guys and I'm getting really excited because I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have to just go out and try and impress other dudes at an off-road park by smashing my truck into stuff, I can still take it off-road. I can still, you know, experience the challenge of off-roading with this vehicle, but I could take it to someplace where I actually have a goal, where I actually am trying to find some place to go camping that's really cool that most people don't know about or can't get to, right? So then I went deep. I'm watching all the Expedition Overland series that I'd missed. I'm watching just anything that I can find. And in 2018, there was not a lot of content on YouTube about overlanding. Not nearly as much as there is nowadays. So again, I'm just everything I can consume, I'm consuming about overlanding. And I'm thinking about my build. And, you know, I don't have a ton of money to spend on it because I already feel like I'm being irresponsible by having a gas-guzzling sort of truck that doesn't make a ton of sense for a family. And then I'm taking the back seat out and putting in drawer slides and all that stuff. So it was already kind of becoming a toy, and I felt a little bad about it. So I did some crappy stuff to that exterior. I was really happy with it, and it did what I wanted. But you want to talk about a budget build. That was a budget build. But it was super fun. And tying back into the why, right? For me, that reignited my passion for like doing things to vehicles specifically to make them more capable for what I wanted to do, or more comfortable for camping, or more able to carry the gear that I needed to go on these trips that I wanted to go on. And as I started to do that, not only was it fun to modify the vehicle, but it also then allowed me to go out and do these trips.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trips. I started to explore my local national forest, and then I met some other people that were doing it, and then, you know, I ended up going to West Virginia for 4 or 5 days, which was a lot of fun. Never seen off-roading stuff in West Virginia before that trip, right? But so it was awesome to get out there and just explore some new stuff. And then over the years, right, I built up that truck. I ended up getting rid of it and getting a Frontier, which unfortunately the previous owner had not taken the greatest care of, and so I had some issues with it. But still, when the truck was running, which is most of the time, honestly, it just had a few little fatal flaws that I had to resolve. But when it's running, it was so much fun, and it's so capable. It was a Titan Swap Frontier on 35s, and it could go anywhere, right? So that opened up a ton of possibilities that I hadn't even maybe had with the Xterra. And then now I've got a 2023 Nissan Frontier Pro 4X, and that thing is awesome. It's so comfortable. It's so nice. The seats are so much better. They've made a lot of upgrades over the second gens, which the second gens are still great trucks. If you're a second gen person, I'm not knocking you at all. I still love the second gens, but I really love my third gen too. But anyways, so then now I've built a third truck, right? So I've built three trucks over the last 5 years. I've been on all kinds of trips. I've gotten to see all this cool stuff, and rather than like getting tired of it or bored of it, it makes me want more and more and more, right? So for the why, right? We all have jobs, and I'm sure that you guys can all relate to this, right? Even if you love your job, and I really do love my job. I love the people that I work with, and I get to work from home, and I have a lot of flexibility, which has allowed me again this year to go on all these trips and stuff. So believe me when I say I am not complaining. But even so, even my boss and I, we talk about it, my CEO and I, we talk about it all the time. And we're like, but how do we stop working? Like, how do we get to the point where, Jason, you can just go out and go camping every week and go exploring and shoot your videos and do whatever you want to do? And how does he get to go sit on a boat or something, you know, or on a beach somewhere? And so we talk about that stuff all the time. And it's so funny because I feel like in our lives, at least my age, I'm 43, you know, we've been trained, right? That you're going to work till you're at least 65, maybe 70. You're just going to work for a company. You're going to work until you die, right? And then maybe you can retire when you're so old that you can't really do anything. That's not in our vocabulary. That's what's driving me, is I really want to be out by like 50. Like, that's my goal. I'm trying to bank as much money as I can now. I'm trying to be as responsible as I can with my money. And I'm trying to get the heck out because I want to be able to do more and more of this stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And the why is, it's freeing, right? So if you have never been on an overlanding trip, if you are a brand new to overlanding person, and you're like, what is this? Like, why do these people talk about it? Why are there so many YouTube videos about overlanding? I don't think a lot of people actually dive into the why that much because it's harder to talk about, right? It's easier to say, what? What'd you do? I went here, I explored this area, I did this thing, I saw this waterfall, right? Those are the things that I did. How I took my Frontier, I took my 4Runner, I took my whatever vehicle, I outfitted it with A, B, and C, right? They talk a lot about the what, they talk about the how, they talk about where they went, but they don't talk about the why. And again, the why is that freedom. And it is hard to explain. If you've never been on a trip, it's kind of hard to explain it to you, right? My best advice usually is just take what you got and go out to a national forest and dispersed camp somewhere, right? Because when you get out there, especially if it's quiet, now it's very possible that you could have a bad experience there. You know, in Hoosier National Forest near me, there's oftentimes just people popping off guns left and right. There's people leaving trash and stuff. So there is some cleanup and stuff that you have to do. And you know, it's kind of like the Wild Wild West a little bit when you go out there. But when you get out there and you have like a really good trip and you're sitting there in quiet and the moon comes out and the wind is blowing through the trees and it's just so peaceful and you really get to disconnect, like, which is really hard to do nowadays. Like even on my 2-week Wyoming trip, we would still go through little towns and all of a sudden my phone would be going bling, 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 notifications, 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 right? And it's just so hard to actually really, truly get away from everything nowadays. But with overlanding, you can do that. And so that to me is kind of the most important why, right? That is based on all my experience that I've had and everything. And I love going with my family and stuff. It's a different thing, right? It's great when they come and I enjoy it. It's a little more work. There's a lot more gear that we need to bring. So there are things that do that. But some of the best trips that I've had are just solo trip, maybe one night, maybe two nights to my local national forest, late fall when it's kind of quieted down and a lot of people are not going out because it's a little colder, or maybe even dead of winter. Those are some of my favorite trips because it's just super quiet. The fire feels better than it's ever felt. Like you feel like you have to have it to survive. And it's just that warmth feels really good. And you get that peace and quiet, right? To do whatever you want, read a book or watch a show or do whatever, right? And so that, I think, is again, sort of hard to explain until you experience it. But also don't feel like you have to spend a bunch of money or do a bunch of stuff. So again, if you're newer, just get out and try it. Just get out and see. You may not like it. It may not be for everybody, right? But for me, the why of overlanding is that peace and quiet. It's that chance to disconnect. It's that chance to get away from everything for just a little bit, right? Get away from the notifications. Get away from the Instagram posts. Just go away and just be able to be sort of mindful and introspective a little bit and get to spend some time rejuvenating yourself, if you will. So that's kind of my why. What's yours, right? If you're on YouTube again, post up in the comments. If you are on the podcast, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Join up over on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, wherever you want to chat and hang out, unless you're disconnecting and you're out in the wilderness. Get over there, click through those links in the description down below and join up. I'd love to hear from you guys. If you enjoyed the video on YouTube, click that like button. If you enjoyed the podcast, leave a 5-star review. That's super helpful. And I appreciate you guys for doing it. Also in the description down below will be links to all my other stuff. So the social channels are down there. There's a link to my website where I've got funny overlanding camping patches and stickers. I have a whole bunch of them. I've built up sort of a quantity of these patches now and designs that I've made and stuff. And I kind of think they're funny and awesome. So if you're into that stuff, I'd love for you to get some. And then last but not least, there is a link to the Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord. We all chat in there every day and it's a lot of fun. And then there's also the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Totally free to join. Tons of awesome people in there. It's not as intimidating as the bigger groups that you may see on Facebook. So if you're looking for a place to really ask questions and learn, that may be a good place for you. So again, thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.